and better and different situations in the world, with the intention that we believe that's going to give us something great and important. It's going to give us joy, happiness, peace, freedom, and fulfillment. I say, Bhagavan's life to me demonstrates that that's not going to happen. No matter what we aspire to, wish for, desire, want, look forward to having, to doing, to being, it is never, ever going to be enough. This has already been shown to me and proven to me. Not to many, it's not. And I, like Bhagavan, would say, do whatever you feel like you've got to do. But I would also urge you to take a look and see if whatever it is that you feel that you still have to do, whatever it is that you still feel that you need and want to accomplish in this world, whatever you want to have, but that really has nothing to do with the highest purpose of life. You may achieve and accomplish and have, own and possess. You can be like the American Bill Gates, the founder of Microsoft, who is known right now to be the richest man in the world. So you could become the richest man in the world. You could have everything that you would ever want or need in this world. But I promise you one thing, that is not going to give you satisfaction, fulfillment. Absolute freedom and joy. There will always be something more, something better, something different that will be plaguing you. So that's just the way it is. There is no happiness. There is no actual fulfillment in this world. I'm not saying there's not fulfillment. I'm not saying that there's not happiness and joy that can be yours, but it will not be from the accomplishment and the achievement of anything in this world. True happiness, true joy, is the nature of us all. And it is shining radiantly in the heart and core of our own being. Joy is what we are. Happiness is just another name for what we are. And our pursuit of it in this world is looking for it in a long way. And that in itself is the story of life. Looking for joy and happiness in long places. You see, spiritual work, spiritual life, has to do with awakening to, realizing, and abiding in the being that we are. Spiritual life has to do with what we are, not with what we have. If we're still looking for fulfillment in what we have, we will never find fulfillment. We can only find fulfillment in what we are. So this means turning attention inward and following the sense of eye inward to the location where the sense of eye actually arises and begins to pursue events, situations, persons, places, and things in the world. When the sense of I that has been by habit and by association turned outward on the objects of this world, that's looking for the one in the wrong place for fulfillment, for peace, for freedom, and joy. But when we return attention, the sense of I, back into the pure awareness of being, onto the self within, then the self will itself begin to dissolve the patterns of the mind, the body and the mind, and give us the freedom and the peace and the joy that we desire, that we want. That is the simplicity of it. That's how it works. And in fact, there's nothing more to it than that. But we must continue with the inward quest. Continue questing the source out of which the sense of I rises. And abide in this pure awareness that we truly are, that we actually are, our true nature. And the simplicity of it is, we don't have to do anything more. Nothing more is required of us. If we direct our attention inward by drawing the eye into the awareness itself and leave it in the awareness, stay firm in the inner directedness of our awareness. Awareness itself as itself will dissolve all the conditioned patterns of the mind and free us of the compulsion of objectivity and of all the apparent needs that we believe that we have in this world. In the words of Jesus, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and everything needed, everything wanted, everything required will be added to you. You don't have to do anything more.